and Savior. Amen. I have a question for you this morning. Raise your hand if at any time in your life you have ever had a problem with procrastination. Oh, quite a few of us. I'm glad I'm not the only one. In fact, I once heard a little joke about a bunch of people who had a problem with procrastination. They decided to form a procrastination support group, but they never met because they always decided to meet the next month. Seriously, procrastination can lead to huge problems if we refuse to deal with it. I will confess to you that as a child, I had a huge problem with procrastination. I would put things off until the very last minute. I carried that bad habit into high school. By the grace of God, I was still able to get good grades. But when I started college, God decided to teach me a lesson. When I was confronted with the academic challenges of college, I soon discovered that my procrastination was going to get me into serious trouble. So, I began to work on my problem, and it did save me from a lot of pain. I'm sure you can all relate to what I've said. We all struggle with procrastination to a greater or lesser degree. Depending on what we're doing, we may or may not get it done as soon as we ought to get it done. Now, sometimes procrastination doesn't cause too much difficulty, and we can ultimately get by in the end. But other times, procrastination can lead to huge problems and a lot of pain. Now, at this point, I must stress that one area in which procrastination is potentially eternally dangerous is in the area of spiritual matters. Simply put, we learn from Scripture that God calls us sinners to repent of our evil ways and trust in His Son for the forgiveness and eternal life that we need. Of course, the devil does his best to tempt us to procrastinate when God calls us to repent and trust in His Son. That's right. The devil tempts us to procrastinate, that is, to simply ignore our sin and see no desire for Jesus or need for Him. Now, you have to understand something. The reason that procrastination is a very dangerous thing when it comes to hearing God's word is this. Spiritual procrastination can result in a hard heart and ultimately eternal damnation. So today, I'm going to expose three lies that the devil uses to get us to procrastinate in spiritual matters. I will also show you how God rescues us from these lies, and then gives us forgiveness for our spiritual procrastination, as well as the desire to respond immediately whenever the Lord speaks to us. With that said, the first lie the devil uses to lead us into spiritual procrastination is this. Hey, other people are more sinful than I am. Therefore, God will ignore my sin and focus on the other people who are far more wicked than me. You know, many unbelievers refuse to repent and trust in Christ because of this lie. In fact, even we Christians can be tempted to embrace sin and turn away from Christ because of this lie. Think about it. Sometimes we're tempted to excuse or even affirm a sin in our lives because we think that God is focused on other people who are the real sinners. We think that God's judgment will come to other people first, and He won't get around to us until much later because, after all, we're not all that bad. My friends, if this evil lie leads us to procrastinate when it comes comes to repenting of our sins and trusting in Christ, then we are in very serious spiritual trouble. But the good news is that God rescues us from this fate by using His Word to expose this lie in our lives so that we will repent now and trust in Jesus now for the salvation that we need. For example, in our Old Testament reading from Ezekiel, we heard these words of God. The righteousness of the righteous man will not save him when he disobeys. What does that mean? Simply put, if you willingly sin and refuse to repent, don't think that your good works will save you. If you think God will give you a break because you think you're supposedly not as bad as other people, think again. On the other hand, if we repent of our sin and trust in God for salvation, then we will receive full forgiveness and a new beginning through Jesus. Remember what God said in our reading from Ezekiel? He said, none of the sins he has committed will be remembered against him. If we repent and trust in Jesus now, it doesn't matter what we may have done in the past. Through Christ, we are forgiven and innocent in God's eyes, here and now. My friends, you can come to God now with all your sin and guilt and know that you have forgiveness now, as well as the certain hope of the resurrection of the body in the future because of Jesus and His death and resurrection for you. Let me give you one other example of how God rescues us from this first lie. In our gospel reading, we see that some people were involved in spiritual procrastination because they thought that other people were more sinful than they were. They wrongly assumed that other people had to worry about God's judgment, but that God wouldn't get around to them till much later. And by then, He would cut them a break because obviously, they weren't as bad as other people. Now, why did they think that way? Well, they were deceived by another lie. That was the idea that if somebody's suffering, God is getting them because they're worse sinners than me. During the recent earthquake in Haiti, I actually heard some people make the comment that the earthquake in Haiti took place because they were worse sinners than we people in America. But that is simply not biblical. And Jesus Himself confronts that evil lie that's keeping these people in a state of spiritual procrastination. Jesus rescues them and us from spiritual procrastination with these words. Unless you repent, you too will all perish. In other words, Jesus is saying, hey, if you think those earthly tragedies were horrible, then stop and understand that you face a far greater tragedy if you don't repent and trust in me. The physical tragedies of this world pale in comparison to perishing eternity for all eternity in hell. So Jesus calls out to all humanity and says, repent, or you too will perish. Jesus makes it clear that we are all equally guilty before God. Therefore, Jesus lovingly calls us to repent now and trust in Him now, not later. Jesus' forgiveness and love is here for you now. And God wants you to rejoice in His salvation every moment of every day. In fact, once we realize that God longs to be merciful to us now, once we realize how much God loves us now, we will not be able to resist an immediate response to His loving words. With that said, the second lie the devil uses to lead us into spiritual procrastination is this. I've got plenty of time. I'm enjoying my life of sin. I'll repent and trust in Jesus later. You know, a few years ago, performed a funeral here at Concordia. And afterwards, one of the guests came up to me and asked me a question. He said, "Pastor, is it true that if you repent right before you die, that God will forgive you and you'll go to heaven?" I wasn't quite sure why he was asking me that question, but I said, "Well, yes. You know, the thief on the cross repented of his sin and trusted in Jesus just before his death, and Jesus said that he would be with him in paradise." After I said this, the man had a smirk on his face, telling me he really wasn't serious. And he said to me, "Oh, that's a good answer, Pastor. So I'm going to keep on sinning until the last possible minute, and then I'll repent." Now, my friends, this man is an example of a person who has been thoroughly deceived by the second lie of Satan. This lie kept this man from understanding two important truths. And here's the first truth. No person can predict the time of his or her own death. For example, remember the first days of the recent Winter Olympics? Remember the young man from Georgia who died during that sled race? When he began that race, did he ever think that moments in the future he would be dead? Also, remember those people that Jesus mentioned in our gospel reading? One moment they were alive, but before they knew it, they were dead. You and I could face death at any time as well. The man who asked me that question didn't see this. Now, the second truth this man didn't understand is the fact that no person can produce repentance and faith within himself or herself. You see, Scripture clearly teaches that repentance and faith are created in us by the Holy Spirit, who works through the preaching and teaching of God's Word. But if we continually ignore and resist the preaching and teaching of God's Word, Scripture teaches that we are thereby resisting the Holy Spirit. And if we keep on resisting the Holy Spirit, like that man who spoke to me after the funeral, our hearts will grow harder and harder, and we may reach a point where we are stuck in a state of spiritual procrastination, and that means we can't respond to God's Word no matter how much we hear it. In fact, if you recall, there were two men who were crucified with Jesus. Remember the other thief? He heard the Word of God too, but he rejected it. He rejected it to the very end. However, God doesn't want that to happen to you. Therefore, Jesus rescues us from spiritual procrastination with these words of Paul. "As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation." My friends, Jesus lovingly calls us to repent now and trust in Him now, not later. Jesus' forgiveness and love is here for you now, and God wants you to rejoice in His salvation every moment of every day. And once we realize that God wants to forgive us now, and love us now, and bless us now, we won't be able to resist the immediate response to His loving words. Finally, the third lie the devil uses to lead us into spiritual procrastination is this, and it's very common in our world today. "No one has the right to judge me. No one has the right to tell me that I'm guilty of sin." Sadly, This lie of the devil has kept many people in a perpetual state of spiritual procrastination. And even we Christians can be deceived by this lie, with the result that we may be led away from Christ. In fact, the devil has even tempted some people to quote Jesus to justify their spiritual procrastination. Some will say, "Hey, wait a minute. How can you tell me to repent? Jesus said, 'Judge not and you will not be judged.' So don't tell me I need to repent of my sin." However, such people are taking Jesus' words completely out of context. The devil has deceived people into thinking that God would never confront people about their sin. God would never tell people to repent, and so we should not do that either. But my friends, as long as we believe this lie of the devil, we'll be stuck in a state of spiritual procrastination. But once again, God loves us too much to allow us to be deceived by this lie. Therefore, the Holy Spirit uses faithful pastors and faithful lay people to explain what Scripture actually teaches about this issue of judging and calling people to repentance. For example, let's consider Jesus' words from Matthew chapter 7, where he says, "Judge not, and you will not be judged." If you examine the context, you will discover that Jesus was condemning the evil judging being done by the Pharisees. You see, not only were the Pharisees judging by human standards instead of using God's word, but they were also failing to point people to Jesus, through whom we receive forgiveness of sins. That's the kind of judging Jesus is condemning. Now, having said that, you must realize that Jesus never, ever forbids godly judging. In fact, Jesus insists that we admonish one another and warn others if they are in a state of spiritual procrastination. All you have to do is read the Gospels and the rest of the New Testament, and you will see that this is the case. In fact, do you remember what God taught us in our first reading from Ezekiel? Not only does God allow us to preach repentance, He expects us to do it. Therefore, God rescues us from this third lie by using pastors and lay people to proclaim repentance and forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name. The good news is that God does not want anyone to be lost because of their spiritual procrastination. Remember these words of God from Ezekiel? "As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live." My friends, this is the God that we have come to worship today. Think about it. Even though we deserve nothing but God's wrath because of our spiritual procrastination, God loves us so much that He sent His one and only Son into the world to save us, so that we could face death knowing that our sins are forgiven now, and that we can look forward to the future resurrection of the body and eternal life in God's love. In fact, when it comes to loving us and saving us, God never procrastinates. Right here, right now, God forgives you. In addition, you need to know that God prepared His plan of salvation for you in advance, the moment Adam and Eve sinned. Also, when the time came for Jesus to lay down His life for you, He did not procrastinate. He didn't put off His suffering and death for you. Because we have such an awesome God and Savior, we have no reason to procrastinate in spiritual matters. God has rescued rescued us from the devil's lies. And right here and right now, we can rejoice in God's forgiveness and mercy and love. And by His grace, we can live to His glory every moment of every day. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.